Jack was one of the richest men in the county, and he lived right there in my little town of McAllisterville. And although Jack never spoke of his wealth, people in such a small place just knew. Jack's hands were calloused. His face was weathered from hard work out in the hot sun of the summer and the bitter cold wind of the winter. His muscles rippled, and ever present on his face was the smile of a man who believed in the power of positive thinking. Like most fellows of his time, Jack grew up on a farm. And like most fellows of his time, he had left Juniata County for a few years, going places where, as a farm boy, he had never dreamed of. Like most fellows of his time, Jack had been drafted and served his country as a soldier fighting to save the world from monsters like Hitler and Mussolini and Tojo. Jack, in the truest sense of the phrase, was a self-made man. But as much as his success could be attributed to long days of hard work, it could also be attributed to the gift that he had. I don't know if he was born with it. I don't know if he picked it up along the way. One thing I'm certain of, it was a gift. Jack had the gift of seeing into the future. Not like a fortune teller, not like a supposed psychic, but as a gifted man who dreamed of the possibilities. Jack loved people, and he loved to talk. Wherever he went, he held people spellbound with his tales of the future and how it would be. Some scoffed. Others were wide-eyed with amazement. Yet others just didn't have the ability to understand. One thing for sure, everyone listened with the hope they could somehow learn something that might make them rich, like Jack. In 1973, I was 10 years old, and I stood there in Kipps Market. I was part of the crowd. Although being just a boy, I probably went unnoticed. It was one of those times. Jack was speaking of the future. Someday there will be very little need for cash. Someday there will be very little need for checks. Someday we will carry a plastic card and we will show the plastic card when we go to the gas station or to the grocery store. It will look like a credit card, but it will work much differently. The card will take money directly from one's checking account and put it in the checking account of the vendor one is doing business with. The information will all be transmitted through phone lines and utilizing computer technology. One will be able to pay for almost everything this way. No monthly bills like a credit card. It will just appear on your checking account statement. Every plastic card will be unique and secretly encoded with the account information of the individual whose name it is issued in. It will simply debit money from one's account at the local bank. Some who listened could see the possibilities and the benefits. Others were afraid of the thought of such technology and considered it the hocus-pocus of a future where they would be left behind because of their fear of embracing such change. At the time of this writing, approximately 30 years in the future from the day I stood in Kipps Market and listened to a gifted visionary speak, I can look around and I can see a world just as my friend Jack described it to me. A world where a machine answers one's telephone when one cannot. A world where one can speak on a wireless telephone while walking down a street or traveling in an automobile. A world where one can change the TV channel without ever getting out of the chair. Who'd have thunk it? But a great visionary. My friend Jack passed on in 1999. I'm the American Storyteller.